Okay, our learning should be in merit for the holy neshama of Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon, and also for the first shlema for Daniel ben Fruma, Pesach Shachol Yisrael. It's Erev Shabbos, it's also Erev Yontif. So I thought we would try to focus on one major aspect of really Nisan, Shabbos HaGadol, and also really of Pesach overall, the Seder, and that is about Achdus. So we're going to take 10 vorts, 10 ideas, and why Pesach is all about Achdus. So many times, Pesach could be so, especially if you make Pesach, you know, even if you go to a hotel, there's a lot of tension anyways. But if you make Pesach, the Yitzhar is mamish burning. It's burning, looking for fights, looking for anger. So here we go. Start with the first idea. The first idea is the idea we mentioned before, so Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi has an amazing, amazing idea. Why is it that Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos, and why is it that's called Chag HaPesach? You ever wonder? Just get it together. Chag HaPesach or Chag HaMatzos? Which one is it? So Kedushas Levi has an amazing idea. Kedushas Levi says, the Gemara in Brachos says, on, I believe, either Hey or Davav, that Hashem wears tefillin and we wear tefillin. What's written in Hashem's tefillin? Mi ka'am chayisrael. Who are like the Jewish people? What's written in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Each one of our tefillins, we're focusing on the other's positive aspect, right? Says the Kedushas Levi, just like in Hashem's tefillin, He praises us, and in our tefillin, we praise Him. Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPesach, we're each praising each other. Chag HaMatzos, Hashem is praising us, that we didn't wait for the matzah to rise. We got out of town, we went out of Egypt, and it's time to go. Chag HaPesach, we praise Hashem, when He passed over our houses, Lamaisa, and then what happened was, is that He saved the Jewish people and did not kill the Malkus Bechoros. He says that's the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which we're going to get to. Actually, we're not going to get to, so we'll say it now. A lot of Jews, especially Hasidic and Sephardic Jews, have the custom to recite Shir HaShirim, especially when you're so exhausted after eating all the matzah. It's 1:30 at night. And what do they do before you go to sleep? Shir HaShirim. What is Shir HaShirim? Shir HaShirim is the tremendous love relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk says there, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. I am to my beloved, my beloved is to me. Right? We focus on Hashem's goodness and His greatness and His positive qualities. Kadosh Baruch Hu focuses on ours. Idea number two, why Pesach is all about Achdus. So the Arizal explains that when we do B'dikas Chametz, he says the major thing that we should be looking for, obviously we're looking for Chametz, but there's something much more deeper, much more spiritual what we're doing. He says we're also looking for those negative midos, specifically kas, specifically anger, that we're trying to eradicate. Sometimes, you know, I just did my B'digas Chametz tonight, at the end of the day. You could be so, there's so much, you're so focused on your Ben Amdol Magam, you're so focused on the mitzvah. What happens? You could say something to a family member, to a friend, to a parent, and you don't even mean it. So at the end of the day, says that Rizal, a person who has B'digas Chametz, when you're searching for the Chametz, you should have in mind that you're searching also for the negative traits, for the jealousy, for the sinna, for the kinna, for the kas, for the shmir sana, but the things that a person struggles in, you're searching to eradicate that. And obviously, 100%, when you do that, to make sure to be besimcha, to make sure to be very, very joyous. Vort number three, we're moving along here, we don't have so much time. I mean, we have a lot of time, but time till Marv. If you look in the beginning of Hilchos Chametz, and I think we've mentioned this idea before, but I'm not sure if we mentioned it in the shir here. Hilchos Chametz starts in Tav Chav Tes. What's the first halacha in Tav Chav Tes? It talks about, She'ein noflin al panayim b'chol chodesh Nisan, that you don't have tachan in the whole month of Nisan. So what happens? The first halacha of Rabbi Yosef Kaya writes that you should study the Hilchos Pesach 30 days before. And then, what happens? Before he gets to talk about Tachanun, what does he do? The Ramar puts in about the minog of Maos Chitin. What's Maos Chitin? Of buying poor, of making sure that the poor have what to buy, all their needs for Pesach. And then what happens? And then later in Sef Beis, he talks about not having Tachanun Nisan. Says the Rebbe Rav Schlesinger, if the whole idea of this sif was not having tachanun and also making sure you have moros chitim, come doctor, you're perfect timing. At the end of the day, the halacha is in the Shulchan Aruch that you don't have tachanun the whole month of Nisan, and then it talks about moros chitim. So in the heading of the halacha, it should really say you don't have tachanun and also moros chitim. Why does Rav Yosef Kairon, even though it's the Ramah who put in the moros chitim, why does he put it in the heading? Seems to be very, very odd. And number two, what's the connection of making sure the poor have what to eat for Pesach and not saying Tachanun? It seems that it should be a totally different sif, totally different siman. Tachanun, not saying Tachanun, and Maos Chitim, what's the kesher, what's the connection? So it's a great, great word. I heard from my Rebbe, Rav David Weinberger, Shlita from the Shtibel, who quoted Rav Schlesinger. He says, what's the reason why we don't say Tachanun? There's a good joke. I'm sure everyone heard. You heard it. I don't personally like the joke, but it's a funny joke. They say that a non-Jew, a guy, will never understand the hana of not saying tachanun. The hana when the chazan goes right from Shmon Esrei into Kaddish. I hear it, but at the end of the day, this from right. The tachanun is one of the reasons why our tefillos are even answered. Tachanun, even though sometimes it's very long, sometimes hard to focus, and the tachanun is very big. So what's the reason? Says of Schlesinger, away from the jokes now. What's the reason why we don't say tachanun in the whole month of Nisan? So he says it's because in the times of the Midbar, that's when the Karbanos of the Nisim were given. The Karbanos of the Nisim, every day of the Karban, right? You know, Chazal tells us, when was the Hakamas HaMishkan? When did the Mishkan go up? And they didn't put, right? They used to take it up, put it down. But when did Hashem say to leave it up? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So every day was another Karban. Every day was another Karban for the first 12 days of Nisan. Who were those Nisim? Those Nisim were the people in Mitzrayim. They were in Egypt, where they were the policemen. Right, they were the policemen in Egypt, and what happened? The Egyptians, right, this is where the Nazis got it from. Right, the Nazis put the Jews in charge of the Jews. The Egyptians did the same thing. The Egyptians put the Jews in charge of the Jews, and they said, Jews, make sure your brothers and sisters, make sure they have the right quota. If they don't have the right quota, it's your back. It's your blood. What happened? They took the beating for their fellow Jew. They took the beating for their fellow brother, and what happened at the end of the day? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you care about your fellow brother and sister so much, you're going to be the Nazi. That's how they see him. So now going back, what's the whole connection of why we don't say Tachanun? Because of the Karbanos and Nisim. Who were the Nisim? What was the essence of a Nasi? Because you care about other people. You care about your fellow brethren. What's Maos Chitim? Caring about other people. Caring about other people. There's a family that I know in Miami Beach. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. He's a person who gives a supermarket thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars before Yontif. And he says, gives them a list of people. He says, when these people come in, you make sure that they can take whatever they want. He doesn't even tell them. He doesn't like tell them, these people come in, they can take whatever they want. Right, it's the highest level of tzedakah. When they don't, you don't feel embarrassed. You drop it off. It's an amazing, amazing thing. That's what Pesach. That's what Shabbos Agadol. That's what it's all about. Moving on to the Seder now. Now our next four ideas are going to be focused on Achdus and the Seder. So the beginning of the Seder we have Kaddish and Orchatz, but then we have the Karpas. Karpas seems to be very, very odd. It should be really in Magid, but it's not in Magid. We're dipping. Why are we dipping? Yeah. So I heard my Mohel, I can't say my Rebbe, Rabbi Pesach Kron, did my bris, probably did a lot of people brises, he's very famous. So Rabbi Pesach Kron, I heard on a shir, he quoted Rav Isaac Bernstein, quoted the following idea. He says, where do we have the minhag of dipping the vegetable in salt water? So a lot of people say, because we have none of the tears, we had in Egypt, very nice, first great answer, beautiful. But what's the deeper answer? Why are we saying this before Magid, before leaving Egypt? This is an amazing idea. Rabbeinu Manoach is one of the Rishonim on the Rambam. Rabbeinu Manoach says, because the brothers dipped the coat of Yosef in the blood when they tried to trick Yaakov that Yosef was dead. So at the end of the day, he goes even further. If you look in the Rashi in Bereishis, when Rashi talks about the coat and they brought back to their father Yaakov, what's the word that Rashi uses? You'll never believe this. He uses the word karpas. And he says kar, and karpas is really two words, kar, pas. A silk pillow. So at the end of the day, says Rav Isaac Bernstein, we have this whole connection of Karpas and the brothers and Yaakov. Why we mention this at the beginning of the Seder, before we're even leaving, we're going, we're coming, we're thinking. He says, before we even say we're leaving, first we have to know how we got there. Karpas is the whole essence of how we got there. How did we get there? Because brothers couldn't get along. Because at the end of the day, the brothers and what happened with Yosef, the jealousy, the no jealousy, they're not looking at another perspective. That's what caused the whole Mitzrayim to happen. So at the end of the day, Achdus is all over Pesach, it's all over the Seder. We just have to open our eyes a little bit to be able to find it. Moving on to Vort number 5, we're making good time. So now we finally get to the four sons. And by the way, all these ideas, there's a lot of other ideas. These are just the ideas that I came up with, or Hashem helped me come up with over the last few years, to today, whatever. So we get to the Rasha. What do we tell what does the Rasha say? What are these rules for you? Right, he says lachem. What is all this for you? Yeah. What's the response to the Rasha? Hakei Ashinov should not get his teeth. So I'll be honest with you. I've been involved in chinuch for almost, let's say, 9-10 years. Yeah. The kid who's not behaving well in school, or family members not keeping Shabbos or not keeping kosher, the way to bring him back to Judaism, the way to get him to focus in class, is not to be negative with him. As soon as you're negative with him and you push him away, he's not coming back. See you, kol tov, say good Shabbos. It's over. What's the number one way to bring him back? Show him some love. Show him some sensitivity. Show him that you care about him no matter how much he's gone. So at the end of the day, so ask the Al-Sheikh, ask the whole world, why are we knocking out the Rosh's teeth? We should give him a big hug. We should be saying, Russia, thank you so much for coming. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, it's his birthday tonight, Yudalef Nisan. Yeah. Lubavitcher Rebbe says there's not actually four sons, there's really five sons. Who's the fifth son? The fifth son is the son that doesn't even come to the Seder. The fifth son doesn't even come up. Lord Jonathan Sacks has a whole war on this assimilation, and we have to go out looking for that fifth son. Not for tonight's idea. But at the end of the day, why are we pushing away the Russia? We should be bringing him in, giving him a hug. Says the Ashok, an amazing idea. The Ashok says, let me get this out over here. The Ashok says an amazing idea. What does Hakei Shinov mean? Shinov says that the Russia is Gematria 570. What's the Gematria of Shinov? 366. If you take the Gematria 570, Russia, minus Shinov 366, what do you get? 204, which is Sadik. You have to show the Russia how special he is. It's not about knocking out his teeth. It's the opposite. When you show him, when you knock out his teeth, you're knocking out the teeth. They're showing, just because you did those things, you could still come back to Hashem. You could still come back. A Jew can always come back. Just because you did those evil actions, you might not keep Shabbos, you might not keep kosher, maybe you messed up a little bit. Don't look down on yourself. You're a tzaddik. So what does it mean? Hakei Shinov? You should knock out his teeth. Knock out the Shinov of the word Russia. Russia. Minus Shinov is a tzaddik. 5a, that's the Ashok's word. Shlomo Kalbach has another idea. He says, I mean, Hakei Shinov. You should knock out the shin of Russia. If you ever look at a shin in the Torah, the shin has how many prongs? Three. One, two, three, right? One, two, three. What does the three represent? The Avos. You have to show him who he comes from. Show him his lineage. Show him his history. Tell him he comes from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And at the end of the day, there have been Jews who messed up, but a Jew could always come back. So a very similar idea between the Ashok and Reb Shlomo. Moving on, the Sfas Emes to Vehisha Amda. So, the Sfas Emes talks about by Vehisha Amda, an amazing idea. He's saying Vehisha Amda, right? What do we say by Vehisha Amda? The line is Vehisha Amda Lavasein Velano Shalacha Melvan Amar Alenel Chalasein. Right? This thing stands up for us. Shalacha Melvan Amar Alenel Chalasein. None of our enemies were ever able to hurt us, to be able to destroy us. Right? Chadash Baruch Hu Maaselinu Miyadim. Chadash Baruch Hu always saves us. Sfas Emes breeds it like a very Hasidish Rebbe. What does a Hasidish Rebbe do? They always put the comma in the right place. Look over here. V'hisha amda l'avasein v'lanu. This thing stood up for the Jewish people. But what happens? Shelo echad. Shelo echad. If you're not going to be one. What does that mean, not going to be one? You're not going to be unified. You're not going to be together. What's going to happen? Amar aleinu l'chal aseinu. Then the enemies are going to be able to touch you. You're not together in Europe. You're not together in Germany. You look down at the Jews who don't keep Shabbos, and you don't think that they're part of your nation. Amar aleinu l'chal aseinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu's going to send the Nazis, right? That's not the pashup. The pashup shot is shelo echad amar aleinu l'chal aseinu. And no enemy is ever going to be able to touch us. The Sfas Emes says no. Shelo echad. When you're not going to be one, amar aleinu l'chal aseinu. Then the Jews, unfortunately, Kadosh Baruch Hu's going to send the enemies to be able to get you. Moving on, vavort number seven to the Chiddush Sharim. Who's the Chiddush Sharim? Chiddush Sharim is the Sfas Emes' grandfather. They're actually buried right next to each other, right? Chiddush Sharim is the first Ger Rebbe. Chiddush Sharim's son died when he was very young, and then the Sfas Emes was his grandson. The Chiddush Sharim brought him up. It says the Chiddush Sharim by the Makav Choshech. I tried to go in order as best as I could in the Haggadah. It says the pasuk says by Choshech, Lo ro ish es achiv, lo kamo ish mitachtov. What does that mean? That they couldn't see each other, and they couldn't move from amongst each other. Shloshes yamav lo kamo ish mitachtov. Lo ra'u ish esachiv. They weren't able to see, weren't able to move. All right. Says the Chiddush Sharim, an amazing idea. Says the Chiddush Sharim, lo ra'u ish esachiv. If you're not looking to help your brother, lo kamo ish mitachtav, and you can't even get up, that's choshech. You're not able to move, right? We know the Chazal said they weren't able to move. Why? Because of the thickness of the choshech. Chiddush Sharim has a much deeper idea. Chiddush Sharim says, lo ra'u ish esachiv. You're not looking for the Jew in the shul who doesn't have a place to stay. You know, the kid in school who maybe doesn't get invited out for Shabbos or he doesn't have all the friends, that's choshech. Lo kam ish mitaktav, that's choshech. Choshech, I'll be honest with you, I remember the first day I was in NYU, I didn't go Shana Bet for whatever reason. Lamaisa, what happened? I felt like choshech. But the first time that Rebbe, I remember, he came over to me, gave me a shalom aleichem, asked me how I'm doing, where am I from, where do I go to yeshiva, it's mamish or. It's like, it makes me feel like $1 million that someone cares about you. But when someone doesn't look to help you, but help other people out, that's choshech, says the Chiddush Sharim, and that's choshech, that's darkness. Moving on to one of my favorite vorts, I just saw it, I think I saw it in the past, but I never never saw it for tonight, for Pesach. So it's the Lubavitch Rebbe's birthday tonight, so I thought we'd be able to say something in his name. So if you look inside, if you look on, you don't have the page, but if you look on page 202 of the Telushkin Lubavitch Rebbe book, I'm just going to read it. The Rebbe is having an interview with this guy, Gershon Jacobson. He's a long-time journalist, the founder of this Algemeiner Journal, whatever. Okay. As the Rebbe rarely granted interviews, Jacobson was taken aback. But then he asked, one of the questions people are asking is why the Rebbe takes on causes that seemingly are impossible or that no one else is touching on. To this day, Gershon's son Simon is not sure whether his father was alluding to any specific cause, but he suspects it was the conflict in Israel over who is a Jew. Okay, not for it. Here we go. Instead of responding directly, the Rebbe turned on to an episode of the Torah. The first story, says the Lubavitch Rebbe, in his name, in his honor, he should down for us in Shemaim. The Torah tells us about Moshe's heroism was when he went out of Paros' palace, where he was raised, and he saw an Egyptian hitting a Jewish slave. That was the first story we heard about Moshe. The Torah then adds on a very odd phrase. And he looked this way, and he looked that way, and he saw that there was no man about, and he struck down the Egyptian. The Rebbe then asks, the Lubavitch Rebbe asks, why does the Torah feel it's so important for us to know that Moshe was being so cautious, that he looked this way and he looked that way? Some of Farshim, says the Rebbe, say it's because he didn't want anyone to see what he was doing. But is this really so important that Moshe, of all things, cared so much about saving his own skin? And the fact is, his act was seen. Who saw him? Right? Who saw him? I'm losing. It's on the tip of my tongue. Not enough time, Naftali. Who was it? Pause this for one second. Aviram. Yeah. Dustin and Aviram, right? Right, Dustin and Aviram. We talked to them about Kriyas Yam, so it's not for tonight. So they saw, so what was happening? Rather, the Lubavitch Rebbe suggested. What happened was this. Moshe saw that a Jew was being hurt. He looked around to see if anyone cared. That's what it means, he looked this way and looked that way. And he saw there was no man. No one was standing up and protesting. When no one else is doing something, Moshe comes and does what he has to do. That's what the Rebbe says. You want to know what Moshe Rabbeinu's first story is? Moshe Rabbeinu is the person that cares. He looked this way, he looked that way. Doesn't mean that he was scared about his own skin, says the Lubavitch Rebbe. He was looking this way and looked that way. He says, who is caring for this Jew? Rashi even says, he looked this way and looked that way and he saw that no one's going to be a convert. Rashi, I think, also says that now he knew why the Klai Yisrael was enslaved. Because he saw this is how Dustin and Aviram. Oh, that's by Dustin and Aviram at the end of the day. A leader is someone who cares. One of the best things that I can tell you, I'm not a rabbi of a shul, but I've heard from Rabbi Moskowitz, is that when someone, Rachman al-Tzlan, is sick, or someone, Rachman al-Tzlan, is in pain, or after a chas from a death, it's not just a job. It's like mamish, they give over their essence, their being, their mamish there. Being a leader is caring. Being a leader is mamish by their side. Moving on, past Moshe Rabbeinu, now we get to Dayenu. We see in Dayenu a very famous idea. We say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it would have been good enough if you brought us to Har Sinai and you didn't give us the Torah. Right? Ilu kirabnu lefnei Har Sinai v'lo nasolanu Torah Dayenu. If you would have brought us to Har Sinai and you didn't give us the Torah, it would have been good enough. Ask the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasim Sofer, and ask of Yitzchak Avorka, wasn't the whole point of coming to Har Sinai was to what? Was to get the Torah. So how can it have been Dayenu to come to Har Sinai and not get the Torah? What's the end about coming to Har Sinai and not getting the Torah? The whole point of coming to Har Sinai was to get the Torah. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka, says the Ksav Sofer, an amazing idea. Rashi says by Matan Torah, what happened to the Jewish people? They were ki'ishachar, levachar. Like one man and one heart. We thank Hashem for us reaching that level of achdus, of unity, of togetherness, of community. And even if Hashem didn't give us the Torah, it wouldn't have been Dayin. Wouldn't have been just to be able to reach that level of Achas. Moving on to the 10th and final idea before we get to a story of the Lubavitch Rebbe. You know, Chazal tell us, it's brought down, I'm not sure if it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, I think it might be, but I'm not sure. It's brought down that the same night of the week that Pesach falls out in, what else falls out on? Tisha B'Av. Right? This year's Pesach is on Monday night, so Tisha B'Av, hopefully it'll be in your Shulchan Aruch with Mashiach, is Monday night. What's the kesher between Tisha B'Av and Pesach? Seems to be so odd. Right? And you could really say this word at the end by Lashon HaBavi Yerushalayim at the end of the Seder. It says Rav Avram Shoren, if you look in by the Lech of Aliva, page 30 and 31, this is an amazing idea. He says, you know how we start off Magid? We're inviting all the poor people in. Halach Ma'anya, come in. Is anyone coming into your Seder at Halach Ma'anya? Come in, all the poor people. Anyone's coming in, you're probably locking the door, right? What's the whole essence of the Seder? The whole essence is to be able to say the story, very, very nice, and ask questions and ask answers. Says Rav Shor. We want to know the essence of the Seder. To be able to make sure Kadosh Baruch Hu sees from beginning to end, we're bookmarking Achdus. We're inviting poor people in the beginning to show Kadosh Baruch Hu that even though we know poor people aren't coming to our home, what are we still doing? We're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu that we want people to come. We want people to come, and even if they're not actually going to come, we're declaring to Kadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning of the Seder that we care about every Jew, we care about every person. That's why we're inviting every poor person in. What do we do at the end of the Seder? We say, Lashana Abba B'Yishalam. We're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like on Pesach we care about every Jew, so too, when? On Tisha B'Av, coming on, just on this night, right? Chazal tells us on this night, the same night of the week, Pesach falls out in, Tisha B'Av falls out in. Lashana Abba B'Yishalam, Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should know, we care about every Jew. Says Rav Shor, that's the whole essence of why we say Lashana Abba. Lashana Abba, to be able to show Kadosh Baruch Hu, we care for every Jew. We want everyone to be able to come. And that's the essence of why Pesach night and Tisha B'Av night is the same night of the week. So just to recap, and then we'll say the story. 10 ideas, I'll try to do it in a minute. We started saying with the Avodah of the Kedushas Levi, why the two separate names for Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaPesach. Chag HaMatzos, we think Kadosh Baruch Hu is praising us. Chag HaPesach, we are praising Him. Right, it's a relationship, we're always praising each other. Idea number two, the Arizal says, when we're doing B'tichas Chametz, we're not only searching out the Chametz, we're also searching out the Chametz within ourselves. Specifically those negative midos, specifically those that kas, that kinna, that sinna. And we have to make sure that when we're doing those things, we're doing those Pesach preparations, that we don't get into fight. The Yitzhahara wants us to get into fights with our families and friends. The number one, to be able to beat the Yitzhahara, to be able to do all those B'nai Adol Malkum activities, but to be able to make sure to do with a smile, to do with love, to do with care. Moving on to number three, the Hilchos Chametz. Why is it Maos Chitim and no Tachanun and Nisan are together? Because the essence of a Nasi is to care, right? They were the Nisim, they were the policemen in Egypt. They didn't let their brothers and sisters get hit. Number four. Why do we dip by Karpas? Because Karpas, the whole essence of Karpas, is to show how we got there. How did we get there? But it says Rabbeinu Manoach, because we dipped the coat of Yosef in by the blood. We have to know how we got there. Moving on to the Alshech. Why do we not knock the Rosh's teeth out? We're not knocking out his teeth. We're showing him how special he is, right? Rosh minus Shinov is Gematria 204. Shom is a tzaddik. That's what Shom is worth. The Shin, the three of us, Shom who he is, Shom his essence. Moving on to fort number 6 and 7. Sas emes v'yish amda. When you're lo echad, amar aleinu l'chalasinu. When you're not together, that's when you're amar aleinu l'chalasinu. That's when the enemies are able to hurt you. You want to beat your Nazis, you want to beat the Iranians, you want to beat anyone, any Jew, you want to beat the non-Jews who hurt us today. Rahman al-Sanah, there was a soldier killed in Eretz Yisrael. Come together with your friends, come together with your families. Chidush arim, l'ra'o ish asachiv, lo kama ish mitachtav. You want to know what choshech is? When the Jews are not looking to help each other, to help the world, that's choshech. Lubavitch Rebbe said, why dafka do we hear about that Moshe looked this way, Moshe looked that way? He looked this way, he looked that way. Why? He was saying, wow, no one cares? That's when Moshe stepped up. Being a leader, being a parent, being a person, being a Jew, is caring for other people. Number 9. It's a Vorka in the Ksav Sofer. I think this is a minute 30. Sorry. I apologize. One way is we came to Har Sinai and just got the Torah, we got to Har Sinai and knocked on the Torah. That would have been good enough? No. To reach that level of Achdus, to reach that level of unity, that would have been the highest, the best thing, even without getting the Torah. And Vort number 10, what's the connection of Tisha B'Av? In Pesach, we start with Halach Ma'ani and we end with Hashanah Abba to show Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're bookmarking the beginning of the Seder and the end of the Seder to show that it's all about Achdus. Just like tonight, we're inviting everyone, no matter who they are, no matter what they are, no matter what color they are, no matter who they are, Hashanah Abba, hopefully in Tisha B'Av, will be in Yerushalayim, Ezra Shem Yisparach. As they say a very short story from the Lubavitch Rebbe. You know that Chabaniks are obsessed with which mitzvah. You go to the Kotel, what are Chabaniks doing? They're putting on tefillin. Yeah. Obsessed with tefillin. Says the Lubavitch Rebbe, an amazing idea. Lubavitch Rebbe said a quote. It wasn't a great story. It was a quote. He said, my cup of tea with my wife is as equal to myself putting on tefillin every day. My cup of tea with my wife every day is equal in the amount of significance of putting on my tefillin every day. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to take these 10 ideas, 10 words of Pesach, how Pesach is all connected to Achdus. Be'ez Hashem, be able to follow the Rebbe's ways of caring for every Jew. And as we said from the beautiful story from the Tulushkin book, and when we see other people in pain, we don't look this way, we don't look that way. We're the ones stepping up to help other people. Be'ez Hashem, if we do this, we'll be zochah to be in Yerushalayim for Pesach, we'll be zochah to be in Yerushalayim. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.